I can do this all night, sweetheart. I've got nothing but time to kill. You're the one that seems to be in a bit of a predicament. All tied up and dangling, vibrator pulsing away against you. Can't even use your hands to move the toy out of the way. You're stuck while I watch you flail about in this bind. This could all be over for you if you just told me what the code was to get inside. All you have to do is give me five numbers. Then you get to come. You've been edged three times already, and it's clear that you're desperate for it. I can't imagine what a pathetic mess you'll be reduced to if we keep going at this rate. Not that it really matters. You're going to take it, or you're going to give me those numbers. Eventually, regardless of your will, you'll break. They always do. And I'll be right here, watching the whole situation unfold. And when you are crying and begging for release, I'm going to ask you what the numbers are. And one of those times, you're going to be so out of your mind, so desperate with need, that you're going to give me those answers. You'll be shouting them proudly because it won't matter at that point. You'll be too far gone, and I'll get what I want. All I have to do is be patient and let the vibrator do its work. It won't be much longer now, will it? Very scary, sweetheart. I almost believe that one. Though, if you do have fangs, that tends to be a bit scarier. As is, baring your teeth and growling just shows me that you're running out of steam. How much longer until you're begging for me to turn this vibrator up? That you're asking for me to let you tip over the edge? You've been teetering here for ages, sweetheart, and I don't think I'm going to let up. Not that easily, at least. I'm having too much fun watching your body contort into weird shapes, desperately trying to get away from the pleasure between your thighs, but helpless to do anything about it. You can always get out of feeling like this if it's too much, sweetheart. There is a really, really easy way out of all of this. Just tell me the code and I'll let you free. You'll get to orgasm and you'll finally feel that relief you've been so desperate for. All it takes from me is a click or two of the remote in my hand and you're off to paradise. I want you to feel good, sweetheart. It brings me no joy to deny you like this. I really, really want to let you come. But I can't do that if you aren't going to work with me. Will you be good for me, sweetheart? Will you tell me those numbers now? Then you aren't going to be coming anytime soon. And it's a shame. I bet you're gorgeous when you let go. You're beautiful like this, when you're so close but not allowed. But I can wait. I have the patience of a saint. I can wait all night for you to break for me, sweetheart. I've got nothing but time to kill and a pretty thing to watch. Putting on such a wonderful private show for me, I didn't even have to pay for this. I get to watch a slut come undone for free. It does make me curious as to what your tears might taste like. I'm sure it won't be long before I'm getting to taste them firsthand, right? To run my tongue all over that cute face of yours and lick 'em up. I'm already thinking about it, getting wet imagining it. You like the thought too, don't you? You You're a stubborn one, aren't you? That's okay. I always have the most fun with your kind, pretending you're strong, pretending that you're going to outlast me, outlast the machine. Everyone underestimates how strong they have to be in order to beat a vibrator. And sure, we could be doing this with pain, a knife or a riding crop, but pain only leads to false answers. I don't want wrong answers from you. I want the right ones. So I'll wait as long as it takes to get that 5-digit code. Oh, look at you. Sweat forming on your brow as you try to get away from the pleasure building. It's cute that you think that's going to stop it. You and I, we both know how to make this stop. All you have to do is give me those 5 numbers and you get to come. Something you've been denied for over an hour. Being edged over and over again. It's gotta be making your brain not work as well as it could. An orgasm sounds heavenly right now, doesn't it? What you would give to come your little brains out right now. I can do that for you. I can let you come. With one little button, I can make you orgasm. But you have to help me out, sweetheart. I can't press it alone or for no reason. You have to give me those numbers so that I can let you come, okay? So what are those numbers? You were so close to getting on my good side and giving in early. Why do you insist on making this more difficult for yourself? Honestly, I only want to help you, sweetheart. Give you that release that you crave. Look at you. You're getting all worked up. Getting more and more desperate to come by the second, and I'm the only one who can help you. You would think you would be doing everything to make me happy and to earn that orgasm. I know you need to come, sweetheart. It's all over your face right now. You're trying to hold back, pretending it doesn't feel as good as it does, but we both know the truth. Your body can't lie. You're so fucking close to coming. All you need is a bit more. I can give you that little bit more. I can send you over the edge. Don't you want to be good for me, sweetheart? I only let those that behave themselves orgasm. It's something you earn, not are given. Orgasms are a privilege. If you want to come, all you have to do is tell me the code. Come on. You can do it. It's just 5 small numbers. Nothing big or scary. It's only 5 numbers, and then I'll disappear forever. You won't ever see me again, and you'll get to have the best orgasm of your pathetic life. I know that's what you really want, sweetheart. Your hips move as your fingers tighten and untighten. You're so fucking close, aren't you? You wish you could be grabbing onto something, maybe someone, and yet you find nothing. It would feel so much better if I was right in front of you, working you. Being the one to make you come. I can touch you, but you have to give me something in return. I don't lay these hands on just anyone. But if you were special to me, say, if you gave me what I wanted, then I would have no problem using my hands and letting you come. I would even lick them clean and let you taste yourself on me. You're picturing it, aren't you? It can be a reality. Fantasies don't have to stay a fantasy with me, sweetheart. Just 5 little words, and it's whatever you want. I can make it yours. It's so easy. I'll even give you an example. You could say, 27193. And then once the door unlocks, you'll get your reward. It's that easy, sweetheart. Don't you want your release? You've worked so hard for it. Right on the edge of coming yet again. All it takes is the slightest push of my finger and poof. I'll give you exactly what you want. What you've been wanting for the past few hours before overstimulation set in. If you come, all these feelings will go away. You'll feel so good, sweetheart. You know it's true. You'll actually be able to have a thought besides your own pleasure or your own need to come. It would be so nice to think about something other than orgasming. You're too blind to see that the only person in the way is you, sweetheart. I want to let you come, believe me. But you have to let me help you. I would get in trouble if I let you come and didn't get anything in return. So the only person denying you anything is really yourself. You're in your own way. If you just tell me the codes, I can let you come. I can give you that reward you're so desperate for. That release you've been craving. So use your words, sweethearts. Tell me the numbers. The only person to blame for your predicament is yourself, sweetheart. I want to let you come. I do. You've been so good for me, taking everything I give you so well. And you're right on the edge because of it. You're so fucking close to coming all over the vibrator for me. I know you are. Sweat beating on your forehead as you clench your eyes. You're trying to tune out my voice. Trying to last longer, but it's not going to work. I'm going to keep talking until you give me what I want. And I happen to know exactly what it is that you want. To come. That's all that's on your mind right now, isn't it? You've been edged so much. You're so fucking close, you can't even think. If only I would take pity on you and let you come, right? You have a better chance of hell freezing over than me giving you a break, sweetheart. This, it doesn't affect me. I get to sit back and enjoy the show. Feel my panties getting wetter the more you struggle. I thought denying you an orgasm would lose its appeal after the first time, but I was so wrong. It's only gotten stronger. It's so fun to watch the hope die on your face. It's like you forget how to get yourself out of the situation. You think I'm the one to blame, but that's not real. You get to come when you decide to behave yourself, and then you tell me the code, and the door unlocks, and then you're free to go, and you get what you want so badly. Come on. It's just 5 simple numbers. You can do it. It's just 5 itty-bitty little numbers, that's all. I might even touch you if you tell me the numbers and you say them nicely. Okay. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Super unprofessional of me to lie to you like that. But I am trying to get info out of you. Not my own pleasure. A tempting thought, though, isn't it? To have you all to myself, sweetheart. I bet you're picturing it just like I am. If you want to have me for a night, I would be agreeable to that. Have you all to myself? No contracts for me, no limits for you. It could be fun to see all the different ways you can beg for it with your eyes. It's not like I would want to hear that voice of yours anymore. When you get like this, it's all whiny and pathetic. God. You really are pitiful in this state. Just a creature begging for release. I can give you what you want. All you have to do is behave yourself for me. Are you going to be good for me this time and give me those numbers? That's a shame, sweetheart, because I really want to see you come. I bet you're the prettiest thing in the world when you let go. When the world ceases to exist and you're nothing but a puddle of pleasure. Oh, that's it. I know you want to be good for me too, sweetheart. That's no secret. And obviously, I want you to be good for me too. I want to reward you and I want to shower you in praise. But that only works if you're going to be good for me. That's the only way you'll get to come, or else you'll be stuck like this for the rest of the night. I know which option I prefer, but you. You look like you're about to break if I keep this up. Will you be able to take much more of this, sweetheart? I don't think you are. Any minute now, you'll be sobbing and screaming those digits for me, telling me the exact code to get into the room just so that you can feel good again. It's too fucking much right now, isn't it? Feeling the binds against your wrist as you try to move away from the vibrator. There's nothing for you to do, sweetheart. Nowhere for you to escape to. Nothing. You're stuck here until you give me what I want. If I was you, I would just have told me the numbers already. It's not worth being on edge for this long. You're delirious from pleasure and being fucked stupid, sweetheart. It would be so much better if you just told me the codes. You would feel so good, and you love feeling good, don't you? Then tell me the code, sweetheart. Give me those five numbers to open the door, and I'll let you come. I promise. I want to see how pretty you are when you let go from me. You're so gorgeous in your binds, and you're suffering so amazingly for me. You deserve a break for being so good. And you know how to earn that break, don't you? Of course you do. Tell me the numbers. Come on, sweetheart. Loosen those lips of yours. Tell me those five little numbers to unlock the door and I'll let you come. Was that a number I heard? Good job, sweetheart. Keep going. Come on. What's the next number? Come on, you can tell me what's the next number. What's the next number? Oh, that's it. Give me the third number. Come on. You can do it. What's the third number? Oh, just like that. Aren't you perfect, sweetheart? What's the fourth number? Come on. Come on, you can do it. You're doing such a good job. You're making me so proud, sweetheart. Just two more numbers, that's all. What's the fourth number? Very good. And the fifth one? Come on, tell me what it is. Let me hear it. Tell me the number, sweetheart. It's just one more letter. You're so close to earning that orgasm. Yes, you are. I just need one more little number from you. That's all. Just tell me what the fifth number is, okay? Tell me what it is. Come on, you can do it. Oh, so good for me. You did such an amazing job, sweetheart. Oh, yes, you did. You're so good for me. Yes, you are. You deserve to come now. Yes, you do. Why don't you come for me, sweetheart? Come on. That's what you get for being so good. If you're well behaved, you get to come. And you've been so well behaved for me. You've been so good. So come for me, sweetheart. You can do it. Oh, just like that. Oh, so good for me. Oh, that's it. That must feel so good. After hours of being edged, letting go like that. Oh, it's okay, sweetheart. Just breathe. Breathe and take it easy. You did well. Yes, you did. You did so good. Oh, I'm so proud of you. You gave me everything that I needed. Oh, I'm definitely going to be getting a promotion thanks to you. The door opened with no hesitation. You know, this might be one of my shortest ones yet. I thought you were going to hold out on me and hold out on that info, but you were much weaker than I expected. Or they trained you in pain and not pleasure. Either way, I don't mind. I got to have fun and do my job at the same time. Oh, don't feel bad, sweetheart. Better luck next time.